This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. How's it going on this Wednesday? Are you starring in the movie of your own life yet? Of course you are.
In a world where
people listen to their radios, text each other incessantly, there are stories out there, untold stories, waiting to be told. You get the idea. It's all part of our Oscar coverage. We want you to star in a movie trailer we are making. So today, give us a line, a plot twist from your own life to go into the sentence, in a world where I flunked out of college and started Apple Computer. I guess that one's taken. Tweet your responses anyway using the hashtag inaworld. Or just call us at 877-8MyTake. A couple of examples here. Joseph Ferreira on Facebook. In a world where a gay history teacher comes out of the closet at 40 and falls in love with a classical concert pianist. Good start. Kristen Lesperance says, in a world where designers rarely get to design something without a client's input, I designed a house. A movie starring a designer. Imagine. More of all that later, but let's go right to the unfolding horror movie, some might say zombie flick, screening in the halls of government in the city of Detroit. Yesterday, state officials moved a step closer to taking over nearly bankrupt Detroit altogether.
We believe there's a financial emergency in the city and that there's no plan in place to correct the situation.
It's still a cliffhanger, this story, Detroit's fiscal woes, and there is no Indiana Jones or Samuel L. Jackson on the way to save the day here. Joining us for more from a city on the brink is Charlie LaDuff, author of Detroit, An American Autopsy, and reporter at Fox 2 News in Detroit. Welcome, Charlie.
Thank you, John.
So what is this, a near miss, Detroit on the ledge here, or has the state kind of quietly taken over?
This is the swoon. This is the last piece of bureaucratic detail before the state does come in. What you saw here was a financial review board saying Detroit can't pay its bills. It hasn't paid its bills for a long time. Borrowing does not equal revenue. Give it a month and you're going to have a new principal in town.
And is there anything that Michigan can do? It's not exactly the richest state in the union. They have their own fiscal troubles. It's always seemed to me that the solution to Detroit's problems would be if the Detroit metro and the suburbs themselves would get together and pool their resources. It's a great, vibrant community altogether, but just as city versus suburbs, forget about it.
Well, possibly. But, you know, one thing is, as we all know, wherever you live, the state does a lot for failing cities, let's say it. State revenue sharing, federal grants, water taxes, all this money from the suburbs goes into the city. That's been blown. Number two, the suburbs aren't doing well here either. Many of the smaller municipalities are operating under an emergency manager as we speak. And Wayne County, which is the greater county to that Detroit is the county seat of, has the same exact financial mess, almost to the numbers, as the city itself. So there's no savings there. What we really need is to clean house, start paying our bills, and admit what it is we owe.
How much of this is a pure cash flow issue and how much of this is just an inability to govern issue?
Well, it's both. It's a pure cash flow issue because there's no cash flow and period. End of story. Welcome to the United States of America. Number two, it's just been decades, five, six, seven, eight, nine decades of bad governance. You know, we have a race issue in southeastern Michigan, and whites like to say it started about 40 years ago with the election of Coleman Young, the black mayor, but he was simply taking the same playbook from the white power structure that came before him. But when we were rich and making a lot of money and GM and Ford and Chrysler were cranking out those paychecks papered over a lot of sin.
You know, a long time ago, I grew up in Western Michigan. A long time ago, Detroit was the pride of the state. You didn't have the upstate downstate tension like you've always had in Illinois between Chicago and the, you know, downstate communities. That really changed in Michigan. And I'm wondering if the state can legitimately embrace Detroit, which now is, you know, on the other side of a divide in this relatively conservative state of Michigan.
Yeah, isn't that something, you know, I mean, it's not so much black and white as it is green, and you're right. What we used to take pride in the city is almost humiliating to admit that it's in Michigan for some people. But as you know, coming up here, this state can go nowhere unless its biggest city is solvent. But I think the state and the people of Detroit know that something remarkable has to be done because it's untenable. You can't live in the city in any nice way, almost. The state can't move forward, rush to the future without cleaning up Detroit, tearing down the empty buildings, getting the kids educated, and getting some jobs in there, period.
And you've got a former mayor in jail, a current mayor who's having some serious health problems. Is this a job for the federal government? What's the federal role here, do you think?
Well, let's back up. Our former mayor, who started this borrowing spree that got us in this mess, is the jury's out right now in his federal corruption trial. The current mayor is over his head. He's former basketball great Dave Bing. The federal government, people in town like to say, get the feds in here. We voted for Obama. Bring home the bacon. Look, the feds got nothing left for Detroit. Zero. Not a nickel's coming in here. They bailed out the auto companies. They send in money to tear down buildings. It disappears or we have to send it back because it's not managed properly. Stop looking to Washington. It's necessary that we get our own house in order. And I think, finally, we're starting to do that.
So the legacy here, is it Dave Bing's legacy? Is it Kwame Kilpatrick's legacy? Is it Coleman Young's legacy?
All of the above, and it's my legacy. And if your parents are still here, it's their legacy. And, you know, God rest my grandparents, it's their legacy. This wasn't done in a day. It wasn't done in one term. John, this is a culture here. In 2008, everything went pop, and we're going to have to pick up the pieces and create a coherent, honest and consistent society, period. That's what we got to do.
The challenge for the city of Detroit, teetering on the edge of receivership there in the state of Michigan. Charlie LaDuff is the author of Detroit, an American Autopsy, and he's a reporter at Fox 2 News in Detroit. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.